The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That involves jumping. I want a mystery activity. I want some reflection time.
Maybe you're an extraterrestrial escaped from a government facility.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And just quickly, because we had a lot of people that wanted to talk about the dreadlock thing. And so the guy, the white guy, was called out by the black woman who confronted him on campus for wearing dreadlocks and talk about appropriation and taking the hairstyle. You're saying that I can't have this hairstyle because of your culture. Ask the guy why. And then there was this response today.
You're saying that I can't have a hairstyle because of your culture?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's my culture. You know what box means?
Do you know why it was in Egyptian culture? Are you Egyptian? Nah, but I'm not.
Are you Egyptian? No.
Are you Egyptian?
No, but it doesn't matter.
Wait, where's Egypt? Tell me.
You know what, girl?
Where's Egypt?
Dude, go. You have no right to tell me.
Ooh,
what I can
wear.
Huh?
Where's Egypt?
Okay, so that with the confrontation. All right, and so you know the rest of the story. And then the guy, put out a piece today saying that he was not culturally appropriating his dreadlocks for his hair or whatever. So we'll let more people weigh in here. Eric, go ahead. You're on KGO.
Hey, so I live in a part of the Bay Area where there is lots of white guys wearing dreads, and I've always thought that that was completely ridiculous. You know, this guy, I don't know what his name is. Every time he talks, he seems stupider and stupider. And, you know,
I like him.
He shouldn't be allowed. But, you know, I also have to, you know, cultural appropriation, I don't really understand that. I think people should be able to wear their hair.
Whatever you want to.
And this should have been able to criticize his hair and say, hey, look, I think your hair is stupid. If I see a white guy wearing dreads, I probably would say the same thing. But there is a line. You can't put your hands on people. And, but I do think she had every right to speak her mind. But you can't put your hands on people. Man, if there's cell phone cameras around, you can't go after the people with the cell phone cameras either. So,
right. Well,
you know, but like I said, this guy's just, you know, he's young and he hasn't figured things out. He doesn't have an identity, which is why he's having dreadlocks in the first place. He's looking for an identity. And he likes black culture, and he thinks that that's something he wants to fit in with.
Well, he didn't say that, and if he would have said that, I guess this would be the issue would be moot. The point would be moot. Thank you very much. But, I mean, if we're going to make something illegal, could we please make it man buns?
Yes.
If we're going to bust your ass on something, I don't know who appropriated that. Where did that come from? Who can we blame that on?
I think that was created by, like, on accident.
Oh, okay. That was a dreadful accident.
Yeah.
Some gay model with long hair.
Okay, well, then you're trying to appropriate, gay men and women. Yes, the LGBTQ community. All right, let's go. To Marco. Good evening. You're on KGO.
Yeah, how you doing? First of all, I want to say that if the guy doesn't know better than to say color, then he doesn't need to wear dreads.
Yeah, he said that today.
From what I know, dreads originated in the Caribbean from Africans.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So I'm saying if he doesn't know better, he doesn't need to wear them. I'm amazed at all of the people, non-African Americans, that just say, sweep it up, forget about it, get over it. And they trivialize it. I'm amazed by that. You know,
well,
and
well, Yes, and Dwayne is too. And I mean, that's he was the one explaining it. Yeah, somebody was asked, thank you very much. Somebody was asking a while ago, well, who the hell is he? Well, he's my intern, and he's learning to do this business. But hey, you know, this broke at his school. And so, of course, I'm going to defer to him. Why would I not? You
and
know these people.
He knows the woman in the video.
Yes, and he knows the guy. Yeah.
And it's part of my culture.
And it's part of your culture. Okay. All right. Let's move on from this. Okay. I want to talk about the you can just, we're not going to take any more calls on right now on this topic. All right. So, no, Sabrina, because I want you to communicate, you know, your feelings on, let's talk about the minimum wage in the California. So
dun, dun, dun.
Have we just given the other 49 states a gift?
How so?
Well, Governor Jerry Brown announced that lawmakers have come to an agreement to raise the minimum wage in the state to $15 an hour, making it the highest rate for a state in the nation.
Right, but there are a number of things in play here. There's one measure that's already qualified for the ballot that would push the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2021. Mm-hmm. The governor's plan does that by 2022. Mm-hmm. There's another one collecting signatures that would push it to $15 an hour by 2020, and it would include six paid sick days. Mm-hmm. Now, what the governor and the legislature are trying to do is head that off by coming up with their own plan. Everybody's scared to death of what this is going to do in business. Mm-hmm. And really, it depends on where you live. The governor's plan would increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2022. Now, in major cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles, the minimum wage is already up there. In places like the Sacramento Valley, I read a story. In fact, I've got a story right in front of me from the Sacramento Bee. Says that this will affect, now statewide, it'll affect 6 million people. But according to this article, the increase in minimum wage will affect 40% of the Sacramento Valley. Now, in places, you know, when you talk economies in California, there are two economies. There's the coastal economy and the valley economy. And many would argue that the valley economy is still depressed, and this minimum wage increase is going to be a killer. They're talking about how this might affect farming because, you know, there are states outside of California that aren't and won't pay that. And what's that going to do to the $45 billion a year agriculture industry?
Yeah, you know what? I'm starting to think about this, too. I definitely agree in the San Francisco Bay Area and the big municipalities, Los Angeles, and places where it's expensive to live. Yeah, San Diego. I mean, Newport Beach, all those places. Yeah. It seems like the right thing, a livable wage, $15 an hour. But you, Sabrina, yes, so you run your own yoga business.
I teach yoga.
You teach yoga. Okay.
So I could potentially, you know, see rates going up, being an hourly employee as well. But I know that there are a number of business owners that are out there as well that are probably thinking about people that they have to let go or cut their hours.
Right, because you're talking about the people in the valley and outside of the suburbs of Sacramento.
Exactly.
So you think this is a business killer?
Oh, I think it definitely could be a business killer for sure. Numbers of businesses, I mean, seeing anything around even just Oakland and San Francisco, how many businesses have probably had to tighten up or raised prices on menu items.
Well, you know, Walmart shut down its Oakland store in part because of the $15 an hour minimum wage in Oakland.
Yep.
So there's clearly, I mean, if you hear economists talk about the breaking point for businesses, I mean, we had a woman on this radio station describe how Walmart, for example, makes its money. And for 29 or 30 days out of the month, they break even. It's not until the last day of the month that they make a profit. Now, I think you take that with a grain of salt, but, you know, it's that's how the economics work.
Okay, I found this on Vox.com. Even left-leaning economists say California's minimum wage is a gamble.
Well, it is because, as Sabrina noted, you know, you're going to raise this minimum wage, but there are going to be businesses that are going to cut people, cut hours. You're going to be back to doing more with less. You know, I mean, yeah, it's going to put more money in the pockets of some people. And you know, there are millions of deserving people who probably or definitely need more money.
Shouldn't this be allocated and legislated by the local governments?
Well, and that is happening in some case, but I think that what's really happening here is the governor and the legislature are afraid of these two proposals on the ballot because I'm pretty sure that both of them will pass, especially the one that's going to increase the minimum by 2020 and give you six paid sick days. You know, and I think they're afraid that those are going to pass. So what they're doing is they're creating their own plan. The governor's plan, you know, the minimum wage goes up by 50 cents an hour in 2017, 50 cents an hour in 2018, and then it goes up a dollar a year until 2022. They're trying to head this off and, you know, gradually phase it in over a longer period in hopes that, you know, the economy is going to take care of it in that time.
Okay, but I got to take a break. 808-0810. So where do you stand on the $15 minimum wage? Is it a gamble? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's a bad idea? I think we need to have it here in the Bay Area. But, yeah, you got to think outside the box here. So outside the Bay, can those businesses afford to pay $15? And then I'm going to ask you about, when we come back, about the 30-hour work week and if that's what they're doing and the leave with – you know, sick leave, does that include them? That's all on the way on the Drex.
X Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, you can't even park your car in San Francisco for $15 an hour, but let alone make $15 an hour. That's a livable wage for San Francisco and the Bay Area. But how does that compare to the rest of the state? So John Lobertini just gave me, we're talking about the minimum wage, which now sits on the governor's desk. Will he sign that for the entire state? And will that be a gift to the other 49 states in the union? Oh, probably hell no. He could make that the highest rate for in a state in the entire nation. All right. But Lobertini, John Lobertini from the KGO Newsroom.
Thank you very much.
Was showing me, you know, how it compares. So, yes, everything coastal here is probably where it's appropriate, where these people are making.
Wine Country, San Francisco, Monterey,
all
Carmel,
the way Santa Barbara,
Luis Obispo, down to
Newport,
Diego.
Los Angeles, San Diego, all the way down. But then if you look at Redding and all areas around Redding, all areas around Modesto, all areas Fresno and South.
All the rest of California.
All of California. Yeah, they can't afford to pay people $15 an hour.
They cannot.
Yeah, 808-0810. And so, you know, this is why even some of the liberals are wincing because, you know, these people are running businesses too. And it's quite a gamble. All right, let's go to the phones and 808-0810. Jack, good evening. You're on KGO.
I just wanted to agree with John. John's observations are correct. And even along in coastal areas, particularly high agricultural areas, there's going to be a significant decline as mechanization and robotics start taking the place of a lot of the blue-collar jobs. It's going to be a very big motivator for people in tech to continue to advance robotic development because it's going to be replacing people who are in blue-collar jobs, whether they be in fast food restaurants or working in agricultural areas. It's going to have a significant adverse effect where people can replace individuals with machines that can be depreciated off against their taxes. And if people will start voting from an economic standpoint with their feet, I'm afraid, and it'll have a massive adverse effect on blue-collar and no-collar jobs in this state.
Yep. Okay. Well, and we talked, thank you for the call. Yeah, we talked about that earlier with Eric Schiffer, my financial guy, and he said, yeah, this is going to have a huge impact on the economy. And we were just talking about retirement for those who were in their 40s, 50s, or 60s who were listening at the time. What should you be doing with your money? And he made this big push because Oculus Rift is coming out. Microsoft's talking about their newest technology. Let me see here. What was the other one?
Well, people are moving.
They're moving
out of California. They're going to Nevada. They're going to Arizona. I ran into a bunch of people while I was down there for spring training who left the Bay Area, left California because, you know, there are no state taxes and they get more out of their retirement. They're bailing from this state.
Right. But back to the point here about, you know, what should you be buying? You should be watching those stocks and those people who will be around, in the next 10, 20 years and have some of that in your portfolio, as that gentleman mentioned, because that's where the money's going to go. All right. Not necessarily in minimum wage earners' pockets. So I mentioned the 30-hour work week. Part of this bill, what you said, would give vacation time?
This is one of the measures that's trying to qualify for the ballot. There's one that has qualified for the ballot, and it will be on the November ballot unless they agree to pull it in, you know, and replaced by the governor's plan. But there's another one that's collecting signatures, and they have until probably June to do that.
Yep.
And this would, you know, bring about the $15 minimum wage sooner by 2020, and it would offer 6 days of sick leave. Mm-hmm. And now what's happening in Sacramento, this is just a proposal. The legislature is going to discuss it starting this week. Now, it's a democratically controlled legislature, and it's, you know, it's likely that it's going to pass. But yeah, and then the people that put those measures on the ballot are, I think the way this works is that if the legislature signs, if it passes this and the governor signs it immediately, then the measures on the ballot have to be pulled. They drop off.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
I just wanted to play devil's advocate here.
Go ahead.
$15 an hour is a minimum wage. If you work 40 hours a week over a year, that only extrapolates to $31,000, a little over that.
That's not a that's not a livable wage in San Francisco.
No, you would need probably twice that.
Yeah. Matter of fact, there were some numbers thrown out there to live in San Francisco. Wasn't it something like 60 grand a year was the true livable wage for, now I'm talking San Francisco proper.
Wow. Well, yeah. You know, the average apartment rent in San Francisco is somewhere between $3,400, $3,700.
Right.
I mean, a lot of the young people that I know, we have a woman that works here, and she says, gosh, I was really hoping I'd be able to have my own place by now with no roommates. She's gone from three or four roommates now to two, but she still doesn't have her own bedroom. So, yeah, it's tough. I'm not sure that 60 grand would cut it.
Okay. All right. So, companies and corporations, please pay more. Can we talk about something? Yeah, I think we need to talk about...
Could it be...
It won't give us the money. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back. We will begin the late night, late show wrap up on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, last night, James Corden did his carpool karaoke special, and he had J-Lo on there, and they did Jenny from the Block.
Around the earth like this, rocking this business. I've grown up so much, I'm in control and loving it. Rumors got me laughing, yeah. Love my life and my public. Put God first and can't forget to stay real. To me, it's like breathing.
Well, that kind of distilled the rumors I heard that it was always all backtracking, because there was no backtracking there. That was actually her singing with James. So there. And no, she does not have her backside insured.
Did you insure your butt from
No.
No.
No. There is no such thing as that.
How can you insure your butt?
I think there is a place in your homeland
right.
where you can ensure certain things, you know, like parts of your body.
Lloyds of London.
Seriously.
Yes.
I think that exists. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Not here, I don't think.
Because it would be odd to ensure your ass.
Or
because,
anything.
Like, no, but I get it. If you're a piano
but
player.
Especially your ass.
Piano player.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You insure your hands, but
older.
You didn't insure the butt.
No.
I was going to say, what
no,
are you
know,
doing with it?
Let's not talk about
is
it.
Is it in case you sit on something sharp? You know what I mean? Oh, just hit on some,
something happens to it.
Something happens to
it
the booty.
Disappears, somebody steals it.
Yeah.
Like, what is the insurance for?
Well, the CBS have insured my
Oh, good.
But only, not for me, for the viewers, in case it gets seen and people are traumatized.
And my favorite part of the carpool karaoke last night with James Corden was, you know, he texted Leonardo DiCaprio from Jennifer Lopez's phone.
This is insane. Fergie, is this Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
Just down as Iggy. Can I send one person a text on your phone?
Who?
Anyone. Shall I text Leonardo DiCaprio? Hang on, shall I send you one?
Right.
Okay. Let's just prove that this is real. Look, I'm just going to text. I'm going to text Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, Leo.
Don't say Leo, because I would never say Leo.
Oh, what would you say?
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Okay. Hey, baby. I'm kind of feeling...
No!
I'm kind of feeling like I need to cut loose.
I'm not going to let you send that.
Like I need to
I
cut...
I will not
hang
let
on.
You send
hang
that.
Wait, you haven't even finished it. Hey, baby.
First of all, he's going to be like...
Hang on. Hey, baby, I'm kind of feeling like I need to cut loose. Any suggestions?
No.
Any suggestions, let me know, J-Lo. You know, from the block. Yeah. You know, from the block.
I'm not going to let you send that.
Go on.
No.
And then Leo texts her back.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
He rolled back.
No, he did not. Well, right, what's he said?
He said, you mean tonight, Bubble, club-wise?
Club-wise? Oh, I love that.
See, here's the funny part, is that he actually thinks I'm serious.
I love that he wants you to cut loose.
I don't.
Club-wise. Oh, this guy's the best.
He thinks this was me. Hey, baby, I'm kind of feeling like I need to cut loose. Any suggestions? Let me know. J-Lo. As if I would say J-Lo.
Brackets from the block.
From the block.
You mean tonight, boo-boo? Club-wise?
I guess I'm going out.
No, you're going to the club with DiCaprio tonight.
I'll be home cooking with my kids.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for helping me get to work. And have a great night tonight. You're out. You're out of the club.
All right, that's fantastic. I don't think it tops Adele, but nonetheless, I would put it in the, at least top five. A couple things that I want to talk about. Oh, the guy earlier when we were talking about the $15 minimum wage would be the highest in any state if the governor signs it and it passes. And he said, well, robots are going to take over the world anyway. So this is from CBS News. Let me see. One day robots may take over the world. The documentary The Terminator, a new survey from CBS News and Vanity Fair, ask people, when they do, where are you going to hide? Of course, the results are ridiculous. Stephen Hawking's house. Okay. The faculty lounge at MIT. A neighbor's Y2K bunker. I guess some of those are still around, right? The preppers. A church or synagogue. And 33%, so one-third of people would run to the nearest military base. I think that's the last place you'd want to go.
Yeah, probably. That's where all those things are going to be born out of. I mean, if you've seen The Terminator, you've heard of Skynet.
I know. It's so weird to watch all of that. You know, I watched several weeks ago, I watched The Matrix. And I haven't seen that. What is that? 1999, something like that. And it's still played real, like today. It was really odd. I thought, I won't be able to watch this because it's 17 years ago. But
if you think of the effects, they're not that grandiose because they didn't have a huge budget going in. So they really made it.
That stop time motion.
Yeah,
stop motion.
Yeah, what they do with the camera is pretty amazing for that movie.
Indeed.
That's why it holds the test of time.
Okay, let's talk about weed. So Whoopi Goldberg and some other woman that I don't know or care about. Yes, Whoopi Goldberg's getting into the pot business, and she's going to make award-winning edibles with somebody else I don't know, who would like you to know that she's announcing the launch of Whoopi and Maya, a medical marijuana company that will focus on producing competitively priced, high-quality cannabis-infused salves, balms, and edibles designed to relieve menstrual pain and discomfort. She's selling weed. I mean, good for her saying that it's for all of that, yes. Every woman experiences pain and discomfort associated with their period. Cannabis is a wonderful remedy. Combined with other superfoods and medicinal herbs can provide the type of relief many women need. So good for them.
Exactly.
She's in the weed business. Then I pulled this up. Wait, hold on a second. Indica, sativa. Chocolate cake.
Hybrid.
Oh, here we go. yes. Inside the world of weed nuns, sisters who run a medical marijuana business pictured smoking cannabis, tending plants, and making their pot-infused products in striking picture series. So these women, these nuns, are from Merced, okay? And I guess they're in a little bit of trouble. Let me see. The pair were recently banned from selling on Etsy for making medical claims. Oh, okay. So they're California nuns who grow marijuana, and they posed for a series of powerful photos documenting their day-to-day work. Well, there they are. They're in their pot garden.
I'd say that's pretty powerful.
Yeah. Well,
it looks like there's some smoke in that picture.
Yes.
The nuns are kind of in white habits.
She's blazing. Yes, she's got her habit on.
Talk about Blazing Saddles.
Well, at least you can't use that joke. She's getting none. I mean, because obviously here she is. So, just saying. And there's her pot.
There's a whole bunch of plants right there.
Yes.
Yeah. They look like botanists.
God never said you couldn't smoke the weeds that he planted in the good earth.
I wonder if they're going to start supplying Whoopi.
It's just like Roseanne got into the pot business. You know, all these celebrities are hitching their wagon to the pot business now because, I'm sure it's a wise investment.
Well, yeah, and they've probably all been smoking weed for a while now, and
sure,
they figure they can make a few bucks out of it. Why not?
I love Roseanne's idea because she's got a couple places. I think she's got two in SoCal. But, you know, she has that macadamia plantation in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to make pot-infused macadamia chocolate candy or something like that.
That sounds amazing.
Nuts. Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Take some of those after a night.
While we're on the munchies thing here, when we come back here with the good news, chocolate cake for breakfast.
Good ideas.
All
the
right.
Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I do. So wedding season's right around the corner. Then you get all these big pain in the ass invitations. I already have two. I don't like to go to destination weddings. Really? Okay, but anyway, I'll do you a favor. So if you're doing an R&B thing, I have a listicle. I don't have much of the list. I have the top two songs that you should play if you're having an R&B wedding. Whatever that is. I know what it is. Okay, number two is Pharrell, Gust of Wind.
Like a gust of wind, you hit me up sometimes. Like a gust of wind, you push me back every once in a while. Like a gust of wind, you remind me there's someone I'm there who ushers in the air I need to power myself.
So this is a first wedding dance song? This is a little fast for the first dance. Don't you think so?
Loosens everybody up.
Okay, well.
I would just want to stand on the beach with my arms wide open, taking in the breeze.
Hey, here's the weirdest thing about Pharrell. You know the dude's going to be 40 this year.
What?
Yeah.
I thought he was like in his late 20s.
No.
Is he not?
He's forever. I mean, he's looks forever young, dude.
He's immortal.
Yeah. I mean,
it's the hat that keeps him young.
Yeah. So he's going to be 40. So the number one best R&B first wedding dance song is EXO by Beyonce. Oh, yeah. Are you down with destination weddings? Do you go? Is there some kind of obligation? You know, you just send a gift.
Yeah, can't you can just send a gift unless you really, really want to go. Or if they're a close friend, you have to.
You don't want to?
I don't want to go.
Free alcohol?
It's down there at the Safeway. I just swipe my credit card, then it seems free, and out the door I go.
It is interesting that the college student comes up with that, right?
For the free alcohol. No, dude, what about the $1,000 trip, the $1,000 that I have to spend to go? Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, one's in Texas, the other one's in Illinois. So, I mean, you know, a round trip, $1,000, probably $1,000 for the hotel, then, you know, I don't know.
My wife and I took our wedding. We got married here in Muir Woods.
Yeah.
We ended up taking our wedding back to the East Coast to hang out with my family and friends.
Right.
And then we hung out in Bermuda with her family and friends,
oh,
which
nice.
Is where she's from. So
she's
we
from
took our wedding to everybody.
She's from Bermuda?
Yeah, originally, yeah.
What are you doing here? Why are you here?
Bay Area is a pretty fantastic spot, too.
Oh, I know it is. I love it. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, okay. Well, and then the destination wedding, you don't know if you're going to hurt their feelings or not.
Yeah, that's true. Like, if you don't show, it's kind of a bummer.
Do you have a go-to gift that you send to people? Because I've been doing the same thing for the last 20, 30 years.
Really? I just mix it up.
Oh, no. I just go to Tiffany's and I buy a vase, a vase. It's from Tiffany's, so listen, bitches. It's from Tiffany's, so it's a vase.
Wait, you don't even check the registry?
No, I don't care. No, I don't. You do brewery sweatshirts. Thank you, Karen. No, because, look, I think of the vase as, like, something forever, and it's, like, $200, and I figured that they'll think that's nice, and it's something that will stick around forever, and it comes in the pretty blue box with the white ribbon, and I don't have to go.
I was going to say, until they have kids and they break it.
Right. I'm bad, aren't I? It's so bad because people in the industry, it's like, oh, well, Drex isn't showing up. Oh, well, guess what? You're going to get a Tiffany vase. And then they do.
Well, yeah, whatever. Right. It's the thought that counts, and there's a little bit of thought going into that.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, you know, creativity. It's not like I got it from Walmart or something. You know, it's not $20. It's a couple hundred.
Might have been a quality. Thought from 1986.
But you have to consider what I'm thinking. You know, you say, well, that's a lot, Drex. Well, you know, $200 or $300 for the vase compared to the $2,000. Look, I do the math, people. In my head, I'm getting off cheap.
Have you ever been to a destination wedding?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
To Texas. Yes. I went for my old co-hostess. Yeah, I couldn't get out of that. She was my co-hostess. Yeah. And then I bought her a vase too. Yes. And it cost me like $2,000 or $3,000. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. And you still got the vase.
Did they do the whole thing with cowboy boots and stuff?
Well, it was the Hyatt Hill Country. It was a good time, and you're right. There were lots of drinks, and I had a great time.
And just find, like, a sugar person to pay.
Yeah, but, you know, back then I was drinking, so I had to make sure that I had my own bottle of Bacardi in the room so that I didn't look like I was overtly drinking too much where they were serving it.
Ah, yes.
So I would like to, I'll be right back. Oh, anybody want to dance? I'm so much better now. Sneak back to the room. All right, here's the good news. Chocolate cake for breakfast. Researchers say it's good for you, yes. Your brain, and your waistline. Yes, here's why. File this one under studies we definitely would volunteer for. New research says eating chocolate regularly can actually improve brain function. Yes, that sweet, sticky treat you seem to crave at the most inopportune times is now being associated with a host of cognitive benefits, including memory and abstract reasoning. So they did this at Syracuse. And habitual chocolate intake was related to cognitive performance measured with an extensive battery of neurological tests, blah, 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 blah. The more frequent chocolate consumption there was, they significantly associated with better performance. And by the way, let me see, they're saying, we're willing not to bet this is the first time you've heard of a study touting the benefits of chocolate. They did this at the Tel Aviv University. So anyway, They found that people lose weight despite those long-held beliefs that chocolate is one of those occasional splurges that dieters must resist in order to achieve their weight loss goals. But the biggest takeaway in the research was that is eating a high-calorie chocolate, like calorie breakfast, in the morning reduces cravings throughout the day and prevents late-night snacking.
Wow.
So they say when you wake up, your brain needs energy immediately, and this is the time of the day when your body converts the food into energy. Later in the day when you eat, your body and brain are still in the high alert mode, saving the energy from food as fat reserve. So, yeah, slice of chocolate cake.
That is the only reason.
It's all to do with the flavonoid thing, you know, the nutrient in
chocolate.
I want to
let the kids listening to us right now know that that is the only reason to become an adult. You can have chocolate cake for breakfast.
Yeah, well, chocolate it makes sense. Cream. I mean, you'd get the sugar rush and all of that, right? I mean,
I kind of want to try this immediately.
I'm going to do it when I get home.
Okay, this is fun. So does this come from Florida? No, this is actually from Connecticut. The woman calls 911 for help when a pizza place won't refund her pizza because she already ate half of it. All right, let's take a listen.
Hi, I just have a question. If I order a pizza and they don't want to give me my money back, can you guys do something?
Ma'am, I'm not sure. That's something you have to take up with them, but that's not something you would dial 911 for.
No.
Like 911 is for life-threatening emergencies only.
Oh, can you call the pizzeria or something?
Well, what happened?
Because I ordered a small pizza, half cheese and half bacon, and they bring me a half hamburger, so I called them back, and they don't want to give my money back. They keep hanging on me.
Okay, yeah, that's not a police matter, ma'am. You'll have to work that out with the pizza shop.
So you cannot even call them or something?
No, we can't call the pizza shop.
And how come they can call the police? I go over there and start an argument, they can call the police.
If you go over there, you can call and have an officer meet you there, but an officer's not just going to call them and ask them to give you your money back.
Yes, sugar, go over there and make a big deal and an ordeal out of it, and the police will be more than happy to come over and arrest your ass.
She sounded hurt. She was upset.
Don't call 911 over
pizza. They
gave
her half
pizza.
Hamburger.
I know,
like,
right?
Guys, refund.
Yeah, you would think. But don't call the cops. All right, that's it. Have a great night. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO 810.
If you want to buy your...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.